So winter was coming for ages, and then it's here.
It's here.
Winter just walked in the door.
The most angering thing about winter is it only goes for 10 episodes, and that just like enrages me. One of the people in Westeros that is featuring heavily in this season is Lancel Lannister. Here's a bit of what he does.
You have profaned our faith, the faith of our fathers and forefathers.
I am the High Septon of the...
You are a sinner. You shall be punished.
Eugene Simon, that is you, my friend.
You're intense.
Much. Thank you very much, guys. No, I'm sure you are much more friendly in person, I hope.
Well, you've got lovely manners.
Oh, you're very kind.
And you're a delight to have in the room.
Oh, cool, thank you.
Yeah, I do. I feel like I'm in the VIP area of Hogwarts or something. It's really fancy.
You are.
Hey, but you're honest.
You are. Eugene, over the last couple of series, when you've come back into it, because you've missed... I think was it series 3 and 4 that you weren't a part of?
Yeah. So 1 and 2, and then Lancel gets hit by, basically it's wounded at Blackwater and then disappears for 2 seasons.
Because you're really nice at the start.
Yeah, yeah. And now you're not. Without swearing, that was hard for me to say.
No. He's a bizarre character. I remember the feeling of playing Lancel in seasons 1 and 2 was physically as well as emotionally very different, because coming in very, you know, in knee-high boots and having to wear, you know, kind of Jamie-esque leather, having a wig put on you, and then suddenly then they're having to take it all off for season 1, and then putting on armor as a Lannister. It's a totally different gig.
So physically. You must be loving hanging out with the High Sparrow at the moment. You're just basically wearing a flower bag, aren't you?
it's pajamas with chains across. When the heat really gets going, it's absolutely boiling in that thing, because there's very thick cotton, and so you end up with a mark. You end up literally mark across you when you're finished working for the day. So you look pretty hard when you get to the end of a day's work as the character, so it's fun.
Hey, when you weren't in the series 3 and 4, were you sitting back, did you know what was coming up down the future?
No, I didn't. I mean, I had been sent an email by George telling me what the story was that he had written for Lancel in the book, so I had some idea of his imagination, but we were never 100% gonna go with Lancel being the figure that he was written to be as in the books. He could have actually just left. A lot of characters have done that, but the way that Dan, David, Brian and the writing team brought it back in was not to bring him back as someone who was long grey haired, very thin, 1 foot in the coffin, if you like. They brought him back as a figure of a sort of, you know, a man who has sort of had this sort of religious epiphany that has kind of emboldened him and empowered him.
And not just that, his religious epiphany therefore in turn straight away takes down the Lannisters as well, Cersei and stuff, because what he was involved with her was...
It's all encompassing, really. Yeah,
it, so it's sort of a trigger.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a trigger, it's all encompassing, and I think it's sort of the nature of it is that it requires you to constantly be very very adamantly trying to move away from who you were once were, trying to kind of move away from this life of sin that he now perceives he was engaged in before he became...
You know what I love about this whole ride of Game of Thrones is, remember right at the start, it was all about how full-on this is and how women are being treated in the show and all this sort of stuff. And now it's come full circle because the women are the power.
Yeah,
in
they
this,
are.
In this season with what's happening to Daenerys.
I'm very glad you're saying that on air, because I think one of the best things about Game of Thrones is that we've got a collection of some of the most brilliant female leads empowered. You know, everything from Sansa to Arya to Brienne, to Catelyn, to Cersei, to Daenerys.
Even the lesbian from the Iron Island.
Tiara, yeah. She's fantastic. And it's really, really fantastic. It's the way it should be.
Yes. Well, Eugene, when you came back in the last couple of seasons, you had to put on a bit of weight, right? Did you do parkour? Is that part of your life?
What's parkour?
Who have you been speaking to?
Parkour's the jumping and flipping off buildings and stuff.
You're going to be a Spider-Man type person.
I went to there's a parkour gym in LA called Tempest Parkour Gym, which I went to for a while with a stuntman I worked with on my movie Eden, which is, I had to play a kind of American guy with a really messed up croaky voice.
Oh wow!
And
I just drop in and out of that.
No, it's fun. And to get, and when I got to know him, I did start going to a parkour gym, but I did put on a bit of weight for that. I'm now about 15 pounds heavier. And it's very nice. Most people don't recognize me. My hair's longer. I'm not filthy. I'm not covered.
I'm not wearing
pajamas. I'm not as big as I was because I've had to lose weight. So it's, yeah, no, I didn't.
Can you walk down the street?
Wall now, like, just
no,
run,
I, no, I can't. I'm not that. I'm not good.
Don't
I'm not
do
good.
It for Australia. I'm, do it for the talked... Australian kids.
We'll see me walk into a wall.
So when he said people don't recognise you, can you walk down the street and nobody hassles you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, when you're in the hottest show in the world.
The hottest show in the world.
No, I'm lucky. It's a fortunate character to play.
Okay, let's talk about this hottest show in the world. I love shows like this. They completely immerse me. And what I love sometimes is, even though it's a bit far-fetched, there's dragons, there's magic, there's Lord of the Light, there's all that sort of jazz. Sometimes something's just a bit too far-fetched for me. And one thing from this season
dragons?
Was when... No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's in the
perfectly
world.
Perfectly okay
that's
with that.
In the world. That's what I understand. It's when Sansa Stark got back to Jon at the wall.
Yep.
And then she went inside for 5 minutes and came out with that leather embossed wolf thing and a complete outfit that she'd sewn within an hour.
It takes a fair...
You've been on set.
I haven't actually seen that episode. I haven't been able to keep up with all of them, but you may be onto something. I'm not sure.
To be fair, Eugene, Nathan's
her carpentry
biggest
skills
beef,
are legendary.
Nathan's biggest beef with movies is when there's sort of a seamstress issue because he has a problem with the Incredible Hulk's pants.
The Hulk. When the Hulk gets bigger and then shrinks back down, his pants still fit. It's a cotton drill. It's not an elastic blend.
There's no lycra.
I'm with you, brother.
I'm fine with the Hulk doing the Hulk thing, but it's like your pants. Come on, mate. Pants.
Get a new pair.
I don't want you to get naked, but physics decrees that you have to.
Commit to the role.
Hey, Eugene, do you have a favourite character in Game of Thrones?
I have a... I do really enjoy how Alfie Allen has brought Theon Greyjoy to life. I just think it's a really great story. And
how we're now rooting for him.
One of the things about the show is that people tend to hate characters very, very quickly, but somehow they seem to commit themselves to still being their friends and sort of rooting for them because they want them to undergo some sort of revelation. They want them to improve themselves. And he's done that wonderfully as a character. He's been through hell, to put it mildly, and now the way that he's managed to sort of recompose himself is very effective.
Here's a question. This season, we want you to die. Do you want you to die? Like, not for your own job protection, but if you're a viewer, would you want you to die?
If I was a viewer, it's in my own... It's not a question of when, it's a question of how, usually, in this show. Okay. So I was asked, how would you like Lancel to die? And I had a bit of a goofy answer, but I said that if we were lucky enough for the faith to spread throughout the Seven Kingdoms, that a rather good way for Lancel to go out would be to have some sort of theological battle between him and Melisandre. So basically, going at Melisandre.
A debate.
A debate.
No, a battle.
Going at Melisandre with a cudgel is my favorite.
Okay,
I love the debating team and talk about politics.
I love that you've really thought it through. Eugene, we're going to get you to hang around. We've got to get to a traffic update, and then we want you to try something that's very close to our heart. Know what you're wondering. You're wondering, what would you do if you had Eugene Simon from Game of Thrones just sitting in the room with you?
Okay, so think about it, right? Think about it, guys. Yeah, you would get him to try a sausage roll. So we're doing what everybody wants.
And he's up for it, just quietly.
So we got a lunch bowl sausage roll that we defrosted and we also whacked in the...
We defrosted it, went flaccid. So then we had to get it hard by putting it back into the oven turning it right up.
So in the pie warmer?
In the pie warmer. Yeah. So now it might have gone a little bit hard.
But I'm going to take the liberty of just going ahead and starting.
Right? Eating with a knife and fork because he's got manners.
So what we do, give us visual, then give us smell, then
talk
give us taste.
I wish there was a way that we could have your viewers somehow see my reaction to this, because I have a feeling...
We're being filmed right now.
Oh, good. Here we go.
Yeah, okay. Right. So have a smell first. What do you
think
of smell?
That's a pretty big bite, isn't it? I'm going to be stuffed by the end of that. Let's chop that down, otherwise I won't be able to talk to you at all.
If you give me all that, we can do some different movies after this.
All right, here we go. So here's... So here's the lunch bowl. Here's the lunch bowl sausage roll taste.
Okay. Now remember, he's been all around the world. Yes. Being from the UK, of course, knowing sausage rolls.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous because it's overcooked. Let's be honest, guys.
But he knows.
We haven't put our best foot forward.
We're talking a lot.
There is a really nice... I don't know how they've done it, but there's a really nice sweet... Oh, hello.
Sweet
remoulade situation going on.
Sausage rolls.
It's warm. It's not burnt. It looks like it is. Looks like a pain au chocolat at the moment, but it's actually it's actually perfectly well done. It's actually burning me. It's so well done. This is a really, genuinely, I'm serious, this is a delicious sausage roll.
Isn't it?
High five to that. It's very, very good.
Buddy, oh my God. Five. Eugene.
Yes.
This is a very, very good
sausage
roll.
We will accept you as one of our friends now.
Ah, good.
Now, I try to explain to people that have had sausage rolls.
That's the nature of our relationship.
Yes, it is.
I've tried to explain it to a lot of people, but it's the sweetness
of
the meat. The meat's firm enough, but not too soft. Yeah, go for it.
Yes, it's the sweetness of the meatness, Nathan.
It's the sweetness of the meatness is what it's all about. And it's, you know, it's like the girth as well. It's got good girth.
Yeah, good girth.
Good God, where are we going with this?
wherever you want
Thank you very much. This is delicious.
The lunch bowl.
Lunch Bowl.
In Kalgoorlie.
I recommend to anyone listening to this, go and get a sausage roll at the Lunch Bowl.
How's this? All right, so we've been loving this place for so long. We just spoke to Lyndall from the Lunch Bowl the other day. It's for sale.
Do you want to buy it? Do you want to come in with us and buy it?
You use some of your Game of Thrones money to buy it, and we'll run it.
Give me some time. I'll come back here and we'll start negotiations.
Yeah. I mean, Lannister's got their money. Lannister's always paid their debts.
Covering your desk in sausage rolls.
Spitting
everywhere.
Spitting out sausage roll crumbs. I think this is how your character should be killed. Yeah. Just a sausage roll ran down his throat.
Death by sausage roll. I think that was how Joffrey went, wasn't it?
Sausage roll. Before we let you go, are you frightened that you're never going to find a role as good as this? Because you're right at the start of your career.
No, I'm lucky. I mean, I've been doing this for a while, so I have. I don't think of it in terms of a sort of shelf life. Really, I tend to just sort of take it as it comes as my age goes by. And I've been lucky enough, seeing as I were in Perth, to work with your very own Heath Ledger way back when I was 12 years old.
And, did you?
Yeah, no. When I was 12, I played the younger self to him when I was in Casanova, albeit very briefly. Yes. So I'm not talking it over. But it's. I don't really view it that way. No, not really. Every role is its own. Well, it's going to be such a platitudinous statement, but a lot of it is its own reward. But they're all very different. I've actually just this morning potentially got an offer on a new role, which I might be filming very, very soon. So we'll see.
As a sausage roll expert.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm not really worried about that. And for those of you who are concerned for me, if you want to come along to the Supernova event this weekend on Saturday and Sunday, which I'm now going to plug, then feel free to come and ask me that question. I'll give you the same one probably.
Yes.
Good on you.
Go down there, check it out. Now you know he's bang up to try anyone's sausage roll.
So take it. Yes.
He's not worried about security
Bake
at all.
Something, take it to him.
He'll
he's
eat it.
Love
Guaranteed
it.
To eat all of your sausage rolls.
And of course, the whole world is aflutter about the fact that the finale is on Monday.
Yes.
It's come and gone so fast.
Yeah, I know. It does. 10 weeks.
Yeah. You actually would go to prison if you were to tell us what's going to happen. So we won't even go there
and
ask you that.
I don't know, do some charades? Oh,
can you charade
it? Let us know?
Charade? Oh, that's a good question. If I even gave you, one of three options, you'd know which one it was straight away.
Right.
No, there's been a little meme I saw the other day about how episode 9 of every season has usually been the one where the most violence has taken place, like the penultimate episode.
Yeah. How can that happen? Because we just had all the violence
in there. Well, right, so when Ned Stark's head was chopped off was episode 9, the Red Wedding was episode 9, and now what happens at the Battle of the Bastards was episode 9. Episode 10 is going to be a lot more about basically setting you guys up for what is going to be a really quite emotionally traumatic season 7. So usually what happens is we tend to put you guys in a rather emotionally vulnerable and confused situation. So that's what you should get ready for. Next time I speak to you guys.
Just the other day, I just thought, it solved all our problems, but there's so much more to give.
Well, there is. Okay, Sean, a bet, because we both watch it. Do you think that Eugene survives this last episode, or do you think this storyline's carrying over into the next? Go.
I think it's going to carry over, but he needs to die.
I'm watching his face really closely.
I don't think that can all be fixed in this next episode, but you're right. No, you're not dead yet, but you need to die.
It's funny. I have a great deal of confidence in Lancel, so you guys will let me know if you eat your words.
Okay.
All right. Well, 9 a.m. Monday. You know what time it is if you're a fan. Yeah. On Showcase on Foxtel, of course. And then, forevermore after that.
We have taken a video, which you can catch on Facebook a little bit later on today, at Nathan, Nat and Sean. And I'm pretty sure that was officially the world's first Game of Thrones actor eating a sausage roll.
It's never been filmed ever before.
Breaking ground here.
You are
breaking
officially
ground, changing the world.
Eugene was my grandfather's name, but you're officially now the coolest Eugene we've ever met. So
bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you
so much.
Because granddad was pretty cool.
Yes, I don't want to take granddad's place.
Go and see Eugene at Supernova over the weekend, everybody.